Wall Street Democrat donors warn the party will sit out or back Trump if you nominate Elizabeth Warren. The Wall Street Democrats, the donors, are warning that they will even back Trump before Elizabeth Warren. That is absolutely incredible. And I think the Democrats are in a really tight spot now because they took a step in this Ukraine impeachment story, which targets Joe Biden more than Trump, which damages Joe Biden more than Trump. And I think there's purpose behind that. We'll get into that in a second. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for everyone who's been supporting the Reformgelical social media sites and liking those early on. I really appreciate that. And for all of you who've already signed up and got on board on our Patreon, that is such a blessing. Before we even have content, you guys are supporting us, believing in us, AD and I. We both thank you very much. The show notes in the there's links in the show notes for that, for the HTBT book club. Never Split the Difference with Chris Voss. We got that coming up as well. Both of those, you can find out more details in the show notes. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and get tons of great benefits. Get a 15-ounce coffee mug, pint glass, tons of great content, and you'll be helping support us and keep us on the air, all of our shows, as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Reach out to me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I really love hearing from you guys. Really feed off of your encouragement and the blessings you give me with direct messages. And yep, that is a shameful plug for you guys to compliment me. Just kidding. It gets hard. I'm not going to lie. It's in the public spotlight of thousands of people listening to you. It's really nice to get encouragement every once in a while. And I'd love to hear where you're at, what you're working through, what problems you're starting to try to solve, what businesses you're coming up with, the side hustles. Love to hear from you and to just learn more about you guys as well. Okay, so back to this whole theory. I think the Democrats went forward. Okay, we have to just remember, the Democrats hate Trump and they do crazy things and they're not stupid. And it was really stupid of them to announce, quote unquote, that they're going to start looking into, quote unquote, impeaching Trump because of this whistleblower who said that Trump was doing a quid pro quo. That is, if you do this for me, then I'll give you something. In this case, it was money for the Ukrainian government. If they look into Joe Biden, which is funny because just this last week, Joe Biden has started to be losing to Elizabeth Warren in Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two states in the primary. It would be a weird time to start going after Joe Biden when it looks like he's losing momentum, which we all know he's not going to be the candidate. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. I'm not even like a political expert. I'm just a political fan. I love it. But I would by no means say that I'm the expert. But it would be really crazy for Trump to do that right now because it doesn't even look like he's going to be the nominee. But anyways, so they do this. And my theory behind this is that they are trying to get rid of Biden fast. The Democrats are. It's not that they are worried about Trump or think he did anything wrong, but they're going to try to bring him down through this Ukraine thing because it's his son that is being investigated, Joe Biden's son, and Joe Biden asking for the quid pro quo. And he admits it. They have it on recording. The Cross Politics guys showed it. What I think they're doing is they're trying to take him out quicker because they're scared Elizabeth Warren will become the nominee. They're scared because it's Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. And if either one of them two become the nominee, the party's over. And so what I think they're trying to do is trying to knock Joe Biden off so quick that they can come up and bring up another quote-unquote moderate. Although we know they're not moderates, but from a branding perspective, Joe Biden's a moderate. From a branding perspective, there's other people more moderate than Elizabeth Warren and and then Bernie Sanders. Talking about a branding perspective, they're all crazy, they're all liberals, and they're all going to continue the ruining of this country of ours. And we know that this is top of mind, and we know how big of trouble they're going to be in. Forget the polls. The polls mean nothing right now. But when the Wall Street donors say they will not back Elizabeth Warren, do you think they're going to back Bernie Sanders either? They just know he's not going to win either. If you don't have money, you're not winning. And every time some crazy thing happens that the Democrats do, sorry, I just hit my mic. Every time there's something they do, Trump raises more money. Every single time they say something stupid or they try to do some overreach or they do something extreme outside of what we consider as a nation moderate, Trump raises more money. So you have two things happening right now that have got the Democrats in trouble is they are going forward with this where they're trying to tank Joe Biden, in my theory, and get someone to replace him. So they're taking a gamble that somebody is going to be able to come up and take over Joe Biden's votes, his percentages, and they won't go to Warren or Bernie Sanders. And it's going to be somebody else that comes up, maybe Andrew Yang, maybe a Pete Buttigieg. That's my bet. I bet they think that Pete Buttigieg is bad. Buttigieg could take a lot of his of Joe Biden's votes. And they're making that bet. But what's going to happen is Elizabeth Warren's going to start gaining momentum because she's going to be the front runner. And what's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But if they don't have money, they're not winning this thing. You need a lot of money. I mean, billions of dollars. You need a lot. And so you have these two things going for you. You have to, the Democrats are trying to fix their field. And like, we're thinking like these primaries aren't even going to happen for a while. And you got to raise money. You don't just have to raise money right now to fight in the primaries. But then once you're the nominee, then you have to outraise all of the previous fundraising to compete at the national level for the actual presidency. And in case you don't know, 2020 is next year. Like this time next year. And we don't even know. We don't have an idea who it's going to be. A lot of people are saying it's not even someone in the race yet. And when you have donors that aren't willing to fund you, the Democrats are in a big world of hurt. And now there's two things that I was thinking about from this that is good for us. One is the success angle. Look how much money plays. Look how much success controls outcomes. And you'll be like, man, it's so kind of weird that this show talks about politics. It talks about business. Those are different things. I mean, yes, they're different categories, but I'm telling you from the beginning of time and money. And again, like I've talked about this before. If you look at the YouTube documentary or it's a PBS, I think it was, or maybe it was a British doc, BBC, PBS, one of those two government funded channels. They have a documentary, Ascent to Money. It's fantastic. It's on YouTube. It's free. I've watched it several times. And to see how much the bankers were able to control and manipulate kings. Yes, you can go to war. No, you can't go to war. This is who you can. This is who you can fight against. This is who you cannot fight against. It's mind opening, eye opening, mind blowing. How much power people with success have, and that's why we, the good guys, the Christians, we need to be striving for that success too, is so that we can pull moves like this. The second thing I want to say is this proves that the Democrats are the party of the rich. Because all of their funders who supposedly care for the poor, the ones that are looking out for the good guys, are saying if you don't nominate somebody besides Elizabeth Warren who's going to give out all this free stuff to the poor, we're backing out because it hurts us. They're thinking of themselves, right? And so watch the Democrat Party not elect Elizabeth Warren. You think it was bad last time with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders where they would fixed it for Hillary? Just wait and see what they're going to do with Elizabeth Warren, because the Democrat Party isn't stupid. And they know without the money of the big donors, they are not going to be able to win. And what this reveals is that the Democrats are for the rich. They're not for the little person. They're for these donors. Because when Democrats win, rich people succeed. Because regulations help the big businesses, not the small businesses. It helps the billionaires and the millionaires, the multimillionaires that can afford attorneys to get loopholes when they raise taxes, where their taxes don't go up, where they have tax shelters. And look at all those areas that are controlled by Democrats, where the poor people, have their lives ever become better? Have they ever moved out of poverty, or have they become worse? Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, California, all of California. The Democrats aren't the party of the poor. They're the party of the rich. And this just shows it. And it reveals how important it is to be successful, because this stuff happens in the Republican Party too, right? The donors have just as much influence on the Republicans as the Democrat donors do of the Democrat Party. So let's go out. Let's be successful. Let's take those risks. Let's step out in faith. Let's use the abilities God's given us. Let's use the talents God has given us. And let's go out and succeed and pray for blessing so that we in the future can be pulling cards like these donors are. Because what happens when Christians are the donors and Christians are the successful people? Then it's not, we're not going to support you if you elect this candidate. It's, if you don't end abortion, you're not getting a dime. If you don't stop stealing our money, you're not getting a dime for us. That's when the change is going to happen. So let's go out, be successful. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.